Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Today on The Ether, building on Cosmos SDK, hosted by Carbon Network. Let's take a listen.
Okay, I think we get started for the time being. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining our AMA spotlight today. The topic for today is going to be building on the Cosmos SDK. So today we have with us our speaker, Edward. So
hello.
Edward is the head of... Hi, Edward. How are you doing
today?
Sam.
Good, great.
Okay, so Edward is our head of growth at Switchio Labs today. So make sure that you send this link to any other cosmonauts in the space because it's going to be an interesting topic today. Anyways, let's jump into it. Just a short introduction about myself. I'm Sam, from the Switchio Labs team, and I'll be your host today. So before we begin, just so we're all on the same page, like I want to talk a little bit about Carbon. So Carbon is basically a decentralized L2 cross-chain trading protocol. It's basically built to support the trading of like advanced crypto derivatives like options, bonds, futures. And yep, we're built on top of Cosmos SDK. So that's the reason that we're able to operate with other IBC chains like Cosmos Hub, Osmosis, Juno, Evmos. And yeah, so the thing about Carbon that's special, even though we're built on Cosmos and we are like a native Cosmos DEX, like we also are integrated with other chains beyond like Ethereum, Binance Smart Chain and others. So yeah, that's a little bit about Carbon for any newcomers over here. With that being said, let's dive straight into it, Edward. So yeah, why don't you give us a quick introduction about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So thanks, Sam, for that intro to Carbon and short intro to me as well. So hey guys, we're here. This is Edward. So just a very quick intro about myself. So like a lot of folks who first got started into crypto, I bought a small chunk of the big two, the OGs, Bitcoin and Ethereum, sometime in 2019. After reading a random article regarding the Bitcoin halving that was estimated to take place in 2020. So I actually bought my stash when Bitcoin was around 10K and the price didn't move much for months actually. So yeah, initially I was kind of skeptical about the whole space and I just was a bag holder and kind of forgot about all my crypto holdings. Until, of course, that period that started in late 2020 all the way to 2021, where, of course, Bitcoin and ETH hit their all-time highs.
But right, it's a bull run.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, of course, we've come down a little bit since then. But that's when, yeah. But that's when I kind of started to take notice of this whole space and learning more about what cryptos have to offer, different blockchains like Ethereum and of course Cosmos. So my passion for crypto actually brought me to Switchio Labs and I'll be looking forward to working on Carbon and also to interact with some of you guys from our community. And yep, that's me.
Okay, that's a pretty good introduction. I'm sure like the audience has learned more about you now.
So, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, of course. So today we'll be covering more about why Carbon is built on Cosmos SDK, why Cosmos is as awesome as it is, and yeah, what does Carbon want to be known for in this ecosystem? So let's jump into it. Also, just a quick PSA for our audience. This will be a closed stage for today, which means we will not be opening the stage up to anyone. It won't be interactive just for this time, just to start off with. For upcoming future sessions, we'll invite you guys up on here to say, I mean, give your two bits and of course, tell us how we can grow, what you'd like to see from the community, and all of that. Yep. So let's dive back in. So can you share with us why Carbon was built using the Cosmos SDK and Tendermint Core?
Yep. So like you mentioned, Carbon is built atop the Cosmos SDK and Tendermint Core. So a few things stand out for us. That is, one, decentralization. Two, security. And three, scalability. Now, that's commonly known as the blockchain trilemma that I think, Sam, you're quite familiar with.
Right. So for our audience, blockchain trilemma is quite a familiar term that most of us may know. So actually, this term was coined by Vitalik Buterin, as you all know, founder of Ethereum. So basically, just like a small brief, sorry to cut you off, but just a small brief. So basically, he says that we have decentralization, security, and scalability, but it's actually difficult to attain like optimal levels of all three. You can only have optimal levels of, say, two of the three factors. So
yeah, exactly. So maybe I'll just dive a little bit more into the trilemma concept. So for you guys who are quite familiar with this concept, do bear with me for a little bit for the benefit of those who may not be so familiar. Yeah. So for one, decentralization. Now that's the central ethos of blockchain technology. So decentralized networks crowdsources consensus, which means that no one entity can control or censor the data on the network. However, achieving optimal decentralization usually decreases network bandwidth. So as more miners secure a proof of work network through consensus, transaction speeds may drop, which is considered a hurdle to widespread adoption. Now next on to security. So the pivot towards greater decentralization usually reduces security on proof of work networks. So when consensus is achieved on an open network with limited nodal distribution, a 51% attack is more probable because hackers can amass the required hashing power with greater ease. So by overwhelming a network, hackers can hijack the network and manipulate transactions for their own financial gain. So as a very quick example, in August 2020, the Ethereum Classic blockchain suffered three 51% attacks that reorganized more than 4,000 blocks. So this allowed the perpetrators to manipulate data and basically use this to their own advantage, which caused like loss of millions of dollars. So blockchain security is actually a critical network aspect that we feel definitely should not be compromised.
I think that's the whole incentive, right? Like moving away from proof of work is probably going to be inevitable. Like even Ethereum had their huge merge, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, which I would probably cover a bit just briefly later.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so moving on to three, scalability. So with regards to a blockchain protocol, that refers to a blockchain's ability to support high transactional throughput and future growth. So this means that as use cases and adoption accelerates, the performance of the blockchain will not suffer. So blockchains that perform poorly as adoption increases are said to lack scalability. So the concept of the blockchain trilemma tells us that greater scalability is possible, but usually at the expense of security and or decentralization. So scalability is the only way for blockchain networks to reasonably compete with legacy centralized platforms. So today, many blockchain platforms have actually already established decentralization and security, but achieving scalability as well remains a major challenge for today's leading decentralized networks. And which brings back to my point, this is the reason why we built Carbon on the Cosmos SDK, which allows for scalability.
Right. So would you say that Cosmos SDK is kind of successful in overcoming the blockchain dilemma? Like, can you truly achieve all three of those factors at a optimal level?
We believe so, yes. So, okay. Yeah. So, firstly, to understand how the whole Cosmos ecosystem fits in the blockchain industry, we'll go back to the beginning, the very beginning of the entire blockchain story. So the first blockchain was, or rather is, Bitcoin, obviously. A peer-to-peer digital currency created in 2008 that used a novel consensus mechanism known as proof of work. Now, yeah, but so proof of work is actually very secure, but it can be very slow. So for instance, Bitcoin only achieves like 7 transactions per second, or TPS. So that's why, like you correctly mentioned earlier, that's why many blockchain networks, and very notably Ethereum's recent upgrade to Ethereum 2.0, are now in favor of the proof of stake or POS consensus mechanism. So yeah, instead of requiring miners to solve cryptographic algorithms and all that with the previous model, the POS consensus determines validator status based on your stake in the network. So by building atop Cosmos SDK, the delegated proof of stake or DPoS, a DPoS system built into Tendermint Core, can be utilized as Carbon's underlying consensus mechanism. So this also means the network is secured by a decentralized network of validator nodes that verify each transaction on the blockchain. So based off the Tendermint BFT consensus algorithm, transactions on Carbon no longer need to be confirmed on many multiple blockchains to be executed. So negligible block times of 2 seconds. I mean, 2 seconds is, yeah, just like that. And instant finality and up to thousands of transactions per second all help to make the user experience a better one for our Carbon community. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think Carbon definitely has one of the higher TPSs in the ecosystem. I think, yeah, if I'm not wrong, 10,000 transactions per second compared to, say, 7.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely Carbon has managed to really scale up. So that's great. Yeah, so I think you answered it pretty well.
So
why did Carbon build on Cosmos as opposed to, say, Ethereum?
That's a good question. So a major benefit of building atop the Cosmos SDK is that the chain can be developed to suit the exact needs of the Carbon network. So Cosmos SDK technology allows for modularity and empowers developers to easily spin up application-specific blockchains without having to code each bit of functionality of their application from scratch. So using this Cosmos SDK tech, Carbon is built specifically for trading and doesn't have generic smart contract execution features. So what this means is the entire blockchain is highly optimized for trading-related executions, while minimizing the number of possible attack vectors on the blockchain. So another application of this is that traders would not pay gas fees to trade, but rather pay fees based on trades executed similar to centralized exchanges or SEXes. So these fees would accrue to validators and their stakers.
I think this is a very important point you mentioned about the fees, right? So fees on Carbon goes, even though you're paying fees, it's not like you're paying to a centralized
team,
right? It's all coming back to you. So even if you're paying fees, it's just like double-ended, right?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the community and the entire ecosystem. Yeah, so it's working towards decentralization. So I think
that's what truly makes like Carbon, you know, kind of stand out, because from what you're saying, like the fees are coming back to you. And
yeah,
I think if everyone's taken a look at their dApps as well, like the user experience is as smooth as CEX, and you're getting your fees back as well. So not a bad deal.
Yeah. So of course, yeah, check our platform out. Yeah,
good,
but
good.
Maybe just coming back to the question. So I'll talk a bit about speed as well. So like mentioned about the blockchain trilemma, but other than that, building atop the Cosmos SDK actually allows for speed as well. So if we're talking about Ethereum prior to the merge, decentralized apps built on Ethereum were inhibited by a shared rate of just 15 TPS. So this was due to the fact that Ethereum used to use proof of work, and Ethereum dApps compete for the limited resources of one single blockchain. So a property of the Tendermint consensus algorithm is instant finality. So this means that forks are never created as long as more than a third of the validators are honest. So users can be sure, So users can be sure their transactions are finalized as soon as a block is created, which is not the case in proof of work blockchains like Bitcoin and previously Ethereum. So overall, Cosmos SDK is, we believe, is a technology that makes it very easy to create a custom built sidechain with strong cross-chain capabilities. Yeah, hope that answers the question.
Right. Yes, it certainly does. That pretty much encompasses it all. Why Cosmos SDK is as awesome as it is. So thank you for that. Moving on to our next question. So what's the most exciting thing to you and say the developers about building on Cosmos SDK?
Most exciting thing. No, I would say definitely IBC and the programmability of interchain operations. So Cosmos is an ecosystem of blockchains that can scale and interoperate with one another. So before Cosmos SDK, blockchains were kind of siloed and not able to communicate with one another. So they were hard to build and could only handle a small amount of TPS. But now with Cosmos SDK, cross-chain communication with participating IBC protocols has never been easier, I think. So if you've been following Carbon closely, you've noticed that we've been consecutively integrating with blockchains in the Cosmos ecosystem. For example, Cosmos Hub, Juno, FMOS, and we're looking for more in the pipeline as well. So yeah, we're definitely proud members of the hashtag IBC gang.
Right.
Yeah,
I definitely think like the IBC technology is super, super like supreme. And I think that's truly gonna help the whole blockchain space evolve. Because I truly believe that like there's no one blockchain that's better than the other. You can't say that Cosmos is better than Ethereum or Juno is better than FMOS. So I definitely think that, you know, when blockchains are actually able to communicate, share assets, share everything, that's when you can truly harness the power of all blockchains, all ecosystems. So
definitely.
Gang. Right. Okay. So next question for you. What does Carbon hope to be known for in the Cosmos community?
What does Carbon hope to be known for in the Cosmos community? I would say we hope to be the sort of the FTX of the Cosmos ecosystem and the designated IBC gateway. So the technical strengths of Cosmos and its vibrant environment mean that the possibilities to build are kind of endless, I think. So at Carbon, we already have the technical abilities to support trading of advanced trading instruments. So already at this point of time, we already support spot trading, data futures and perpetuals with a money market and native stablecoin on the way. So, yeah, so it's for us, it's important that the user journey is and continues to be trustless as it has been from day one. So if you follow us closely, you know that at Carbon, we're constantly innovating and trying to push the boundaries of DeFi. So for instance, Carbon's central limit order book, CIOB plus liquidity pool / AMM model is a novel and unique component of the blockchain. So maybe to put it simply, we're the first protocol to combine AMMs with a traditional order book DEX.
Right. Yeah. I think this is like a deadly combination. Like normally order book DEXs are preferred by traders to kind of make sure that there's no slippage and you're paying the price that you intend on paying, right? As opposed to say a swap DEX, you are not fully aware of the arbitrage that you might be actually experiencing. So yeah, I think order book DEX is plus, as you mentioned, order book plus the liquidity pools and AMMs. Yeah, that's a pretty fire combination.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're like I mentioned, we're constantly trying to innovate and to provide a better user experience, user interface for all our users. So, there has been some debate about whether an order book or AMM mechanism works better. Well, I think at Carbon, we've kind of combined the best of both worlds that allows for fully decentralized and automatic liquidity provision, where anyone can create their own liquidity pools and earn SWTH, our Carbon token, incentive rewards at the same time. So how this works is the network's liquidity module is able to interoperate with the order books to display AMM liquidity on the order book DEX in real time. So this way, the Carbon infrastructure uses the liquidity from the pools and spreads it on both sides of the order book using the Uniswap constant product pricing function. And this is why, so this is also why we support limit orders. That's a feature not usually supported on AMMs. So Carbon is, I would say, is truly decentralized. And we say truly because it's not uncommon for blockchains in the DeFi sphere to package themselves as inverted commas, truly decentralized.
That's definitely true because I think everyone plays around with the word decentralized, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, even, I think with
Carbon. Yep, sorry.
With Carbon, enabling like say the import token features are like, if you don't see a token that you want to trade, you can just import it yourself or create your own market, create your own liquidity pools. I think that sense, Carbon is truly decentralized, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we say true decentralization, because that gives the power back to you. I mean, to anyone. I mean, even some centralized exchanges use this term quite loosely. So
exactly.
But for us, it's not just a casual slogan or meme. So we are actually building very actively to bring forth more permissionless features to users, to put control and power back to our users, where we strongly believe it rightly belongs, the power to the users.
That's so true. Yeah, I think even when we talk about cryptocurrency, right, it's supposed to be like at its very core, it's supposed to be a trustless system, right?
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Run by any bank, not run by any institution. So yeah, I think that's what Carbon has in mind. Like treat crypto as it's meant to be. Sorry, can you hear me? Go cut for a second.
Yeah, I think you got.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
So I was saying, like, I think Carbon is quite firm in truly treating crypto as it's meant to be, in keeping it completely permissionless. You don't have to trust anyone, and yeah, that's pretty great. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've all heard the phrase, not your keys, not your coins. I mean, look what happened to some centralized platforms. I mean, look what happened to Celsius, or rather is happening to Celsius and some other platforms as well. So yeah, definitely this term brings very true for us. Not your keys, not your coins. Right. So yeah. So also to us, I mean, not just about decentralization and power back to the users, but we believe that user experience is highly prioritized for us as well. So, I mean, for people who are not that familiar with DeFi, sometimes it's a bit hard to, like all these technical things of setting up a node and all that, it gets very daunting for a lot of users. So for us, we're always trying to build this better user experience for our users. So for instance, with Carbon's latest software upgrade, we now support flexible network fees. So what that means is Carbon supports the use of using native tokens for all the protocols support layer one chains, along with popular stable coins as network fees. So this means that instead of using our Carbon token to pay for the network fees, you can use native tokens like Ethereum, BSC, USDC to pay for the network fees. So that kind of reduces the onboarding process, we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that support for flexible native token fees on our DMEX user interface provides them with a more straightforward user flow that bypasses the need to first acquire our protocol's native token before you can trade, which we feel ensures a seamless onboarding experience. So if you're new to Carbon, I would also highly recommend you check out DMEX. Now, DMEX is powered by Carbon and is a decentralized derivatives exchange that aims to onboard the next billion users to embrace a truly democratized global financial ecosystem that starts right here from the Cosmos community. Yeah, hope that answers
the question. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And for everyone who has just heard about the flexible network fees, I believe DMEX will be launching this feature today. So if you're a new user who wants to try out DMEX, guess what? It's going to be super easy for your onboarding. If you have any Ethereum or BSD, sorry, BNB actually, BNB or USDC, then yep.
Oh, yes. Did I say BSC? Yeah, that's the chain. BNB is the token.
No worries, no worries. Yeah. So if you have any of these native tokens, you can start your trading journey. And also, so DMEX is planning to expand to more L1 tokens as well, native L1 tokens. So yeah, I think the whole goal is to make the trading experience as smooth as possible, make the onboarding as smooth as possible. And yeah, even though it's the DEX, people have the notion that DEXs are very complex to use. But if you actually check out DMEX, it's pretty intuitive. So yeah, I highly recommend checking out DMEX, guys. Yeah, so coming back to that, so those were the initial few questions that we had for today. So yeah, so we did ask our community to drop down some questions. So we'll go over a few of them. We've only selected a few questions for this Twitter Spaces. Whoever has dropped down your questions, in case you haven't gotten your question answered now, it will probably be answered the next one. So we'll just start out with a few for today. Yeah, so this one says, are there any features that Cosmos has that in hindsight holds it down? So basically, I think what this question is asking is like, what makes Cosmos like superior, if I'm not wrong? Yeah. Mm. What do you think?
Well, like I think it's kind of similar to what we covered earlier. So I feel that it's IBC technology, hands down. So right. Yeah, this pretty advanced stuff enabling inner blockchain communication. So yeah, I feel that's what makes Cosmos stand out from the crowd, from the other chains.
Okay, that's a pretty solid answer. Yep, I hope that was good. Anyways, next one. So what's the next upcoming roadmap feature that you're most excited about? Or what is the team excited to launch next for the community?
The next upcoming thing. Okay, so we're super excited for the money market and stablecoin launch. We are aiming to build like the Aave of Cosmos. So maybe for those of you who are not so familiar, so basically the money market will be a hub for you to borrow and lend assets across the Cosmos ecosystem. But it goes beyond the Cosmos ecosystem and it expands into assets in the Ethereum, Zilliqa, and Binance Smart Chain ecosystem and others as well. So all in all, you have access to a large market of assets in the crypto space for you to play around with. So next would I talked about the Carbon stablecoin. So this will be one of the main Cosmos-based decentralized stablecoins. So you'll be able to mint the stablecoin by locking in your collateral. So that's still in the works, but we'll definitely share more about it closer to the launch. So stay tuned to our socials and yeah, pretty cool stuff coming out, I think.
Great, great, great. Sounds super exciting. I think more Cosmos-based, Cosmos-based, decentralized stablecoin sounds great. I think it would be amazing. I'm sure it would be IBC enabled as well to top it off. So exciting. Also, so for the big picture, so I'd say the goal for Carbon would be to support the most advanced crypto derivatives, right? Like even the permissionless perpetuals market was just launched too.
You're definitely right on that. So the special thing about our perpetuals market is that it is in fact truly permissionless. So so the team is working on the price or co-creation, but Carbon is advanced enough to enable this. So guys, then go crazy with this feature and create any and whatever perpetual markets that you desire.
That sounds pretty crazy. I think definitely Carbon is the first to, you know, say that they're the first permissionless one, because all platforms are, I mean, not all platforms, there are a bunch of decentralized platforms, but to truly be able to create your own perps market is definitely out of the ordinary. That's pretty cool. So the next question is, which are the next three Cosmos projects that the team is planning to list on DMEX? Just for context, DMEX, for any newcomers here, is an advanced trading platform built on Carbon protocol. So,
Right. Okay, so the question is, which are the next three Cosmos projects that will list on DMEX? Why not the community, as in you guys, tell us which Cosmos projects you would like to have listed on DMEX? I mean, it is a decentralized exchange after all. So we want to know what the community wants to list rather than having the team here decide on the listings. So tell us what you want next. How about that? you can interact with us on our Telegram group, on our Twitter page. Yeah, we can connect there.
Definitely. I think that's very true. So guys, if you have any tokens that you'd like to be launched, let us know on any of our channels and we will definitely get to it. So next question, this is also kind of interrelated, but which non-Cosmos chains are we going to add next? Anything in mind?
Which non-Cosmos chains to be added next? So we are currently looking into integrating Polkadot and Near, the Near ecosystem cross-chain bridges. And we've actually just integrated with XLR Network, which we'll do an announcement today, shortly.
XLR Network, pretty interesting. Okay, pretty cool. Yeah. Guys, so keep a lookout for our announcements. We are growing bigger and bigger by the second. Next question. Oh, I think this has been a huge community concern. But are there any plans to automatically link pools to market?
Any plans to automatically link pools to market? Yes. So this has, like you mentioned, this has been highly requested. Soon. You'll be able to automatically link pools to markets. Yeah, don't worry, we got you guys. We've heard like your comments and requests. So yeah, we got this.
Yeah, I think one thing is nice is that whatever feedback is given, the devs are really quick to jump on it, right?
Yeah.
That's great. This is a kind of funny question, but it says, could you introduce the Switchio team?
The Switchio team?
I mean, we have two of us here today.
Yeah.
But
so, okay, the Switchio team. Well, I would say everyone kind of knows the team behind Carbon Protocol is in fact Doxed, and we're Switchio Labs. So we believe in the importance of doxing so that our community can believe in us and see that we're not any scammy projects with no face to it. Okay, I mean, my Twitter profile has my NFT, has my NFT PFP, but I mean, you can find me on other socials.
it doesn't have to, I mean, of course, NFT is okay, but I think just having your name out there, you know, that's
important.
Yeah, I think that's the real dog thing, yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard to introduce you to the team, but you can visit us on our website, that's switchio.com, and have a good look at the friendly faces behind all the magic that happens to make what Carbon what it is today. I mean, so if you look at switchio.com, you can see many happy faces there and working very happily on our projects. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So probably no. We'll not get to meet the team in this kind of context right now. But yeah, if you want to know more about us, please check out our website.
Yeah.
And you will know that we're all, you know about the magic that happens to make Carbon what it is, like Edward just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to the very last question.
Okay.
For today, for this session. So what is your vision for blockchain tech in say 20 years, and to the topic, how does Cosmos fit into this equation? I mean, that's a very open question. So
So this question is asking my vision, so I'll give my personal take. So my personal view, it's my vision of the entire blockchain tech is creating a better and permissionless world for everyone. So I truly believe that DeFi is a very promising application of blockchain technology. And that's precisely what we're focusing on while building Carbon. And for Cosmos, I believe it plays a integral part in making Carbon more scalable and compatible in connecting other ecosystems. Yeah. So hope that answers this question.
Right. That's definitely a great answer. I see the vision. I definitely see the vision. Yeah. I hope Carbon scales up. And yeah, that sounds great. So that's the wrap on all the questions for this session. Yeah, thank you so much, Edward. Thank you, everyone, for coming in today and for all your insightful questions. Of course, there were a lot of questions and it was really hard for us to actually narrow it down. But yeah, definitely keep dropping down your questions on Twitter, or you can even drop them in the discussion chat. Our team would be happy to answer them for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I think that covers it.
I dropped off again. Sorry about that. If you have any questions that weren't answered and you still really want them answered, we're happy to discuss them with you over chat or in our next session. So follow us on all our socials and Carbon, DMAX, And yeah, that's all for today. Thank you, guys. We hope to speak with you again in the very near future. So,
yep. Yep, what Sam said.
And
okay.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Also, let us know if this was a suitable time for you. We'll also be trying out another time just to see what works for the community, what is convenient for you as well. So,
yeah, I mean, exactly, because, I mean, crypto is a global thing, right? So we're always trying to work out like which is the ideal time zone for everyone.
This, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one perfect time because, yeah, we're all over the world, but definitely we'll try out different times to see how we can connect best with the community.
Yeah, yep. Of course. So let us know what time works for you, how you like today's session, and any suggestions for future topics that you'd like to us to talk about more. We'll also be doing more Twitter spaces with external accounts. Like, there are a lot of Cosmos Twitter pages that have reached out to us. So keep an eye out. We will be out there a lot more from now on. So, yeah.
Yep.
That's all, guys. Thank you, Edward, for your time. Thanks, everyone, for your time.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Thanks,
have
everyone.
Have a great weekend. Yep.
That's a wrap.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Building on Cosmos SDK, hosted by Carbon. Recorded on Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When we blow through the dust, volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two, help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Razor beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all erect with the dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fatal man play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next bill. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol. But it didn't matter, we was all hyped up. When the pedal lit the metal, he just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird's view. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, right off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty then. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion.
Terra Spaces.